Next up on the programme, what has been described as the mother of all bombs has been dropped on an IS stronghold in Afghanistan. The device was dropped by the US military on a network of caves and tunnels in the east of the country. It killed 36 militants and destroyed their base. A former ambassador to NATO, Kurt Volker, has said America's use of one of its largest non-nuclear weapons to target IS militants is a strong warning to its enemies.
I think it's a very important signal to adversaries, whether it's ISIS or the Taliban, that they will now face an American and a coalition force that is prepared to actually do what's necessary to win and to do the job. That's going to have an effect on their morale, on their psychology, on their operations. I think it's going to give some momentum back to the international effort here.
So did America do the right thing, or, as some are claiming, was this a brutal, inhumane attack? I'm joined by the commentator Jude Collins and Charlie Wolfe. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Vinny.
What do you reckon, Charlie? Was this the only option they had? Was it a fair thing for them to do?
This was a very good option, yes. This is, I think Marshall McLuhan said, the medium is the message. And a message was sent, and it was a very good message in the sense that we had a great opportunity because we had a group that were underground, and they were isolated. There were no civilians nearby. So this was one of the few times you could use this bomb because the blast radius is something like a half a mile. It's an incredible bomb. And what it did was it told ISIS, we are serious. But it also said to the Iranians who are developing nuclear weapons underground, and the Koreans, North Koreans who are developing nuclear weapons underground and both in isolated places, you continue, we will take care of the job. We will do what is necessary. We can do what is necessary, and we've shown it. President Trump has shown that he's a man that will take the advice of his military, and he's not going to dilly-dally.
Yeah, there will be some people concerned about now the retaliation and what might happen as a result of this attack, Charlie.
No, I don't think there's... I mean, there may be some retaliation, but...
You don't think that the IS will think, well, look, you've had a go at us. We are going to attack one of your strongholds, one of your cities.
I think one of the things that from studies I've seen in the past on the famous recruiting sergeant for terrorism situation is normally when these guys are winning is when they recruit. When they're losing, when people are getting killed, then people don't want to join.
Okay.
No one wants to join a losing team. So enough times it happens. They just don't want the hassle.
Okay, Jude Collins?
Well, this notion that when they're losing that people don't want to join them, I think if you think of our history, Bloody Sunday and Ballymurphy, it's quite the reverse. But anyway, this bombing follows on the bombing in Syria last week by Trump, 59 missiles, I think, in response to the chemical attack. Mm-hmm. This was applauded by Theresa May. So both Britain and the US... These are the people who were telling us not too long ago to solve our differences by peaceful political means. So it's clearly now a case of do as I say, but not do what I do. Even on ecological grounds, leave aside the question of killing people, the damage that bomb must have done to the environment in terms of the air and the soil and just pollution generally. I mean, if we think fracking is bad for the environment, what must a bomb like this be?
Jude, I have to tell you, that's the first time I've ever heard that argument used. I think that's the last thing on people's minds, about...
I'm just saying, simply leave aside the terrible question of taking human life. I'm saying even on those superficial levels, but of course it isn't. It's not simply a bomb that's making damage in the environment. It's, as we're told, the mother of all bombs.
It is a conventional weapon.
Trot that out.
It is still a conventional weapon. I think
well,
just to answer, just to answer,
really is.
Just to answer one point of yours. You talk about obviously using words and what have you, diplomacy. I agree wholeheartedly. And one of the key ways of enforcing both enforcing diplomacy and getting people to the table is when it's backed up by military might. Diplomacy without might is a waste of time. It's Reagan's peace through strength.
There is an issue when it comes to civilian harm. Now, the chief exec of Afghanistan, hopefully I pronounce this right, Abdullah, he has confirmed that the attack was carried out in coordination with the government and that great care had been taken to avoid civilian harm. But Charlie, when you're putting what is then labelled as the mother of all bombs into an area, there's only surely so a certain degree that you can be specific without actually potentially killing a lot of very innocent people.
Yes, and that's why it's used. Well, it's never been used. If you think about this, this bomb was developed during the Iraq War, and that's 14 years ago, and it's never been used because we've not had the opportunity or the conditions. Here was a prime opportunity. As I said, they were in an underground, isolated area, so it proved, A, we can get to you even underground, and B, it was, again, you know, where these guys usually hang out, in isolated areas. So, you know, there were no civilian casualties, and I'm sure that civilian casualties would be held to a minimum. You know, that's one of the things that we...
Jude Collins, do you think, are some people maybe extra concerned and nervous around this because of President Trump and the perceived ideas some people have? I want to play you a clip from him recently when he got confused about what country he had also bombed when he was sending missiles to Syria. Have a listen to this.
Sitting at the table, we had finished dinner, we're now having dessert, and we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen, and President Xi was enjoying it. And I was given the message from the generals that the ships are locked and loaded. What do you do? And we made a determination to do it. So what happens is, I said, we've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq.
Well, you headed to Syria.
Yes, heading toward Syria.
It's bizarre even to listen to that, Jude Collins. 59 missiles, he's talking about chocolate cake, and then he gets the country where he had sent these missiles wrong. He says Iraq instead of Syria. This kind of thing will be adding to the nerves around people who were reading these headlines this morning.
It certainly will, and I come back to this notion of calling it the mother of all bombs. I think in millions of households, when they heard last night on their TV that this had happened, this act of terrorism, which of course it is, it's the effort to terrify the population that might support ISIS, but he also has managed to terrify the world.
I mean, actually, he hasn't.
We can do what we want, where we want, when we want.
Charlie Wolf?
Actually, he hasn't. The world is breathing a sigh of relief, at least the people of NATO and those in the know and defense issues. They're finally seeing this as a guy that understands foreign affairs. Surprisingly, they didn't think that would be an issue. He's gone back to a traditional version of America First, which means a wide interest, a broad interest of American interest, because security around the world is in our interest. So, you know, this is someone who's going to take on the bad guys, and he's not going to get caught up in legalities where soldiers become policemen and lawyers and diplomats at the same time.
He's not going to get caught up in legalities? What do you mean by that?
In other words, getting caught up in red tape. You know, well, obviously, we're going to...
Surely some of the red tape is there for a reason, Charlie.
Well, no, there's laws that we have, international laws on protecting civilians and human rights, et cetera, which we, you know, follow rigorously. But at the same time, we're not going to waste time going to the United Nations if we don't have to, or
okay.
Some of the things we saw President Obama doing.
Was supposed to attack sovereign countries?
He was attacking ISIS.
He was attacking in another country thousands of miles away from the U.S. Is there not a law that says, an international law that says you're not supposed to attack sovereign states?
He was attacking two things. One, he was attacking,
was that not
he
true?
Was attacking ISIS, which is a non-sovereign
question,
entity, and he was attacking people who were using chemical weapons.
Yes, answer my question, though.
This was what he was doing. He was attacking the use of chemical weapons to prevent it from happening, which is his right to do.
He attacked a sovereign state.
He was attacking things that were in the interest of the United
States. Okay, we'll take your phone calls on this morning. 030-30-80-55-55. Patty, you're first up. Go ahead.
How you doing? Charlie, you made a very interesting comment. You said there were no innocent people killed when that bomb dropped.
In the second attack in Afghanistan.
Yeah, this is the one we're talking about, the mother of all bombs, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that, Charlie?
Because it was done in an isolated area, and we've learned...
No. How do you know that, Charlie?
Because I'm reading the BBC report. It's quoting, I believe, someone from the area, a civilian.
Yeah, the Afghan Defense Ministry have confirmed that they are saying that no civilians were harmed and that there were 36 militants at the base who were killed at the time of the attack, Paddy.
Right. No, but what I'm driving at, Benny, is Charlie talks like bombs can discriminate between good people and bad people.
No bombs don't. But you take every precaution and you use it judiciously. And I would rather, you know, you have situations that you're forced into because of the enemy. And what you know, here's the question. You know, it's not as easy as you're making it out to be. Do you let ISIS flourish and kill far more, or you know, just sit back and do nothing?
No. Listen, Charlie. Hold on a second. ISIS. Is this the idea that ISIS can attack America? Is that right?
Yes. Well, amongst other targets, they want a worldwide caliphate.
I think, though, to be fair, Charlie, what Paddy is trying to say, that a bomb of any magnitude, but especially this, is such a brutal way to attack any area that it's very difficult to be specific about what or who you are hitting.
Well, and that's why, again, you heard me say several times, this was used in an isolated area and would
Charlie,
be used...
So they've never got it wrong in the past, Charlie.
I'm sorry?
One second, Paddy. I'll bring you back in, I promise. They've never got it wrong, Charlie.
Oh, no, mistakes have been made. I grant you that, and there will always be mistakes made, especially in a fluid situation like war. But you know, if you were to stop because of mistakes, just stop doing something, then you're not going to be able to protect yourself. What you do is you have inquiries, you hold people responsible where due, and you learn from the mistakes.
Okay, Paddy, you want back in there?
Yeah, just to say that every time Charlie's on, he speaks from an authoritative point of view. Based in the UK, he speaks like a trumpeter. And I often wonder, were you ever part of the forces?
Actually, I did. I volunteered for our National Guard, I didn't see combat service, but I did serve. Combat.
What's your point, Paddy?
Well, the point I'm making, an awful lot of these guys that come on and talk are empty vessels. They haven't really put their life on the line as such, and it surprises me.
It doesn't mean they can't have an opinion, though, Paddy.
Paddy, have you?
Sorry?
Have you served?
No.
How are you entitled to an opinion, even a negative opinion?
Well, but the point I'm making is I'm coming from the point of view that... do you know who Smedley Butler is, by the way?
No, I don't.
Well, you should do, because he was the highest decorated officer who fought in the First World War. And I would advise anyone today to download Smedley Butler, War is a Racket. Highest decorated army, fought all sorts of wars. Read his document on war as a racket.
Well, let's stay on the issue. Paddy, thank you. Alex, go ahead.
Okay.
Alex, Alex in London, go ahead.
Vinny, I've heard an awful lot from Paddy of what shouldn't have happened. I wonder what his suggestion was. What has he got a suggestion as what should happen? Innocent people killed? Yes, of course. Well, what were the terrorists doing? Were they innocent people? They were slaughtering or not? The children, women and everything else? I think Paddy wants to go back and have a think about it.
What do you think? Do you think they took the right course of action?
Well, of course. They've got to take... Well, it's beyond belief that this is... It's unbelievable. I just can't get my head around it or any discussion about it. Of course it's a great thing to do. You've got to clear them out. They know where they are. Get rid of them. They've got to be disposed of. There's no question about it.
Charlie Wolfe, going back to the issue of the accuracy of attacks like this, this, of course, comes not that long after the Pentagon admitted that an airstrike in Syria mistakenly killed 18 so-called friendly rebels. So it does just highlight once again, you know, the potential margin for error that is within this. And when we're talking about that margin is human life.
Yes, I agree. But again, you take every precaution you can. And if you know, you had to stifle it because of the possibility of civilians getting killed, then you wouldn't be able to launch any bombs. And again, we'd be, as this caller you have on now was just saying, how would you fight them? You know, policy is not as easy as talk shows. And sometimes you have to have trade-offs, and
okay.
You have to look at it and say, is it worth one or two people getting killed accidentally? I don't want to put it in sort of trivial terms, versus ISIS killing 10 or 15.
Okay, well, Jude, that takes me on to the next issue in terms of what course of action they should or could take. For example, do you believe they should be trying to negotiate with IS militants?
Well, this is what we've always been told by the US and by Britain, that you know, you've got to try to talk to people and try to eventually come
let
to
me
some
word
sort
the question.
Of political solution.
Let me word it slightly differently then. Do you think that would be effective?
I don't know. I don't know is the short answer to that.
Do you think they should be trying, given the
well,
kind
yes,
of crimes
of
they have done in the past?
Of course they should. Of course they should. And it may well be that they're doing that as well. But the fact of the matter is, we've had the Syria attack 6 days ago. Now we've had the biggest bomb ever attack. The question is, what next? I would say, once again, millions of households, the first thought came into most people's minds was nuclear weapons. I'd say we can only pray that the huge numbers of US citizens who are horrified by Trump's actions and his words and the lies that he has told, I just pray that they'll get out in the street and call for his impeachment as soon as possible. And I hope that's echoed all around the world. I broke my foot a few weeks ago. If there was a demonstration in Belfast tomorrow against Trump and calling for his impeachment, I would find my way there.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of this talk about impeachment and all this stuff we had during the election seems to be finally passing by. The left has been proven wrong on most of this. And again, people, those in the know and those in the circles of defense and what have you are saying this guy seems a lot smarter than we thought. He's able to read a situation. He's not held to an agenda.
He can't read a map, obviously, because he thought he was going to Afghanistan. In fact, he was going to...
Come on. I mean, anybody can misspeak. He was sitting at a dinner or wherever he was, and he was speaking extemporaneously.
Talking about chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
It may have been vanilla. Maybe there's grounds for impeachment. I don't know. How many times, Stephen, have you given the phone
chocolate
number
cake,
for one radio station versus another?
Chocolate yes, cake, missiles, and then getting the area wrong. I want to bring in a couple of more callers on this before we move on. David, go ahead.
Hey, then,
morning.
Not forget what IS or Daesh stand for, and not forget what they've done. The American Air Force pilots that they captured, they brought them alive in a cage, they doused them in petrol, and they set fire to them. They've done the same with their own people. They've blown up the Twin Towers and murdered innocent people, thousands and thousands of people. I don't have to tell yourself.
You're talking about terrorists in general here.
Oh, well, yes. Well, I'm talking about IS and Daesh. I'm not generalising about terrorists. You can't negotiate with these people. If Jude Collins wants to go and negotiate or try and negotiate with Daesh, he's quite welcome to do so. I could imagine somebody or people going in to a meeting with these Daesh or these IS people and somebody sitting there with a suicide bomb and they obliterate everybody. They want a utopia. They don't want a Christian. They don't want any Christians in the world. They want themselves and everybody else to look up to them and to be dependent on them.
Jude Collins?
I would say if they want to obliterate Christians, I would say there's a number of people in the US who will be safe, because that certainly wasn't a Christian act that happened yesterday. Of course ISIS is a terrible organization. Of course we wish the world was rid of them. The question is, how best can you do this? Well, we've always been told here that the way to do it is to sit down and negotiate with people, because eventually you have to come to terms in some way with people.
Speaking about what the troubles in Northern Ireland, the IRA, and I'm not defending them in the least bit, never had defended them, but at least you could say there was an end game, whether you believed it was achievable to have a 36 counties or wasn't. At least there was something you could sit down, hopefully, at some stage. But IS does not have an end game. And that whole point of negotiating is you have to get them to the table. And generally that works, as I said, diplomacy works when it's backed up by power. If you're just going to sit there and say, come talk to me, why would they? There's no incentive.
Okay. Liam in Draperstown. Liam, go ahead.
We have ISIS because America and Britain indulged in regime change. They removed Gaddafi and they removed Saddam Hussein, and then we had ISIS. So we need to point the finger in the right direction of people that caused this situation. And what's the difference between the good guys and bad guys that can criticize the chemical attack by Syria? But sure, what's the difference between dropping as they talk about, the mother of all bombs that sucks the insides of people? What's the difference?
It's still not a chemical weapon that can go anywhere and is indiscriminate. This is still a discriminate conventional weapon, and that's what is allowed under international law. War. It's not a chemical weapon. It's not a nuclear weapon.
What about Agent Orange? What about the Americans throwing Viet Cong out of helicopters? Is that a sort of
Agent Orange? I think I explained the last time I was on with Vinny.
Yeah.
Agent Orange was a defoliant. It was not used to...
It still wasn't very pleasant, but...
It did cause harm. Yes, it caused harm, but it wasn't intended to. It was used primarily as a defoliant. And if I remember my history, when they found out what it was doing, they stopped using it.
Born with defects in that there. How do you explain that?
I'm sorry, which one? I didn't hear.
Their children were born with defects because of the effects of Agent Orange.
Yeah, but as I said, the intention at the time is people didn't realize that or know that. It was used and its purpose was
they did, of course, Charlie, drop napalm, etc. But I think that's maybe a discussion now for another day.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Thank you very much, Charlie Wolfe.